Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and you're listening to VidWatch with the Ref. God bless you so much for tuning in on this Monday, on our relationship day. We're going to talk about some things on relationships, talk about some things that probably can help you and your wife, and also help things with your family. I mean, when we talk about relationships, it's not only going to be about our between our spouse and ourselves, or between the person that you're in love with, or the person that you are excited about to be a part of in your life, but it's also going to be about the people that that you have a relationship with, like friendships, your children. It's important. There's a gentleman that's following us on Twitter, and his name is Freddie Scott, and he has an amazing testimony. He used to be an NFL player for the Denver Broncos. I'm not quite sure. I need to read more up on his bio there, but he teaches about being a great father. He teaches about being the father that you all wanted when you were growing up. And I think that we're going to try and get him on the show. I know he does radio shows and television shows across the nation. He holds conferences and stuff. So I'm going to try and see if I can Twitter him and see if I can get him on a phone interview one day, just in between most of his other shows and stuff. Hey, we're no different than the other guys. We want to get the best people on the air that we can for you, and we want to make sure that you are blessed every time that you tune in and that you hear the station. So when we talk about relationships, it's going to be different things like that. It's going to be different things like that that's going to be able to give us a little bit of the information that we need, besides talking to your about relationships about your husband and wives. We want to also include relationships with your kids. I think that is the most important thing. I had a fun, very fun weekend with my children this weekend. We did some cool things. I think we did the museum district, which is actually free this weekend. And we did that, and it was fun. We went over there. Of course, my kids are complaining half the time we're there because they don't want to be walking around and all that. But let me give you our address. It is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, that is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. And you can email me, david@revmedianetwork.com. That is the main web email that I use. So if you use david@revmedia.com, you can get a hold of me. Just want to tell you that it's a blessed time to be with you on the air once again, my brothers and my sisters and my friends that are listening. I want to give a shout out to Don, who is a faithful listener. He told me today he's going to be listening, and I want to tell you, Don, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate your continued ear attached to your computer listening to us and stuff. We appreciate that. We want to thank everybody from Warn Radio that is listening to us right now. We get a lot of hits every month from our partnership with Warn Radio, how we partner our streams on each other's websites, and we have a tremendous amount of hits. In fact, I believe Warn Radio has taken over Rev Media Network. They have just taken over with audience and stuff, and it's good. I want you to know that we have this signal up 24/7. I had a unique experience today. I went to go get some breakfast at Mickey D's, McDonald's, and I ran into a good friend that I used to work with a while back, and I hadn't heard from him, and I knew when I met him, he was having some things. He was just adjusting to working over here in Texas. He was from, I think, Georgia or something like that, and it was good to run into him. In fact, I seen him just sitting there, and I said, "Thomas," and he looked at me, and he first stared and said, "Who is this crazy man talking to me?" And I said, "Hey, is this seat taken?" And he just smiled and said, "Sit down, sure, come on, let's sit down and talk." And we had a good time talking, and we had a good time fellowshipping and stuff. And it was a divine moment, because I really knew that this guy was just, he was a good friend, and it was good to see him. So you never know what's going to happen in your day, and I think it was a divine fellowship. We talked to him and stuff, and I needed to get something done for my wife's birthday gift that I wanted to get for her. And he was there, and he actually works in the field that I'm trying to get some stuff taken care of. So it's going to be a good birthday for her in November. And I was thinking about him, saying, I need to get a hold of Thomas. And there he was. You never know. And I just pulled into McDonald's. I could have went anywhere else. And he happened to be sitting there. And we talked for a few minutes. And it was divine. It was blessed. So, Thomas, if you're listening, God bless. I appreciate you. Also, I gave him our website as well. You never know who's listening. You never know who you're going to run into and who you're going to affect for the day. You never know. And it's a good thing when God brings people around you that can really be a blessing in your heart and in your mind and stuff. And I think that anyone, and he said the same, he said something that I want to, I guess, explain. And this is why I brought him up, was he's like, well, what do? You just broadcast online your show? Your show? He goes, what happened? He goes, I thought you just did the radio, just did a show. He goes, I remember you said you were on the radio and you just did a show. He goes, I never would have thought of starting a station. And I told him, Thomas, check this out. I go, this is what happened. I was just, in my heart, not content with just having a radio show. Just having Midwatch with the Rev is good. And getting Midwatch with the Rev on other stations is great. But I wanted to do more. I want to bring people in here. And I know that if you've been listening to our station, and you've been listening to my sermon, that God wants to give you more. And then if you listen to Pastor Mark Field's sermon about how it's okay to want more. And how you, if you want more, you need to want more. You're going to know that we are men of faith, and we're saying this one thing out there, that you need to ask for more from God. You need to expect more. You need to want more. You don't need to taste more. It's important. It's so important. It's very important that you realize that you are in control. God can bless you so much. God can do so much for you. But unless you want more deep down inside, you're not going to get more. You're not. You're not going to get more at all. Now, when I talked to Thomas, I said, Thomas, check this out, my friend. Check this out. I put this station together because I know that I can do more for the body of Christ. All these other places and church sites and stuff, you have to log. You go to any website. I guarantee you can do this. You can go to any website and you can click on them and you hear their show or you hear their program. None of them provide a constant stream 24/7. Now, I have to say we're 99% up all the time. 99% up all the time. A constant stream of fresh shows. Fresh shows just recorded that day or days before or a week ago. Constantly putting fresh shows on the air. And I tell you, this is the truth. We have a great thing going here. I was just having a late quick lunch conference with my pastor, and he wanted to just check on me, and it's good. I think we all need to be accountable, and that goes on the subject matter of today, about being accountable in your relationships. And we're not going to jump all the way into it right now, but just to sit with him, and we had a little chat, and he asked what we need to get done at the church. And I said, well, we need to just focus on certain things. I mean, definitely the kids' church, because we're getting a big influx of kids coming in with their parents, of course. But we're getting a lot of kids. We have a good sized children's department, but I don't see that we're going beyond what we need to do for them. So we had a discussion about that, and he's all for what I want to do with the kids and stuff. And we were praying for a good children's pastor to come in. For now, I'm just stepping in the role, and I help with the youth as well. And I look at that, and I'm like, you know what? The Bible says don't despise small beginnings. And I will always be a part of the kids' ministry and the youth ministry in some form or fashion. In fact, I would love to go around to youth groups and to Christian schools, and I would love to go in there and talk to them and encourage them. Because you know what? I went to a private school, and it was important for me to hear from certain people that would go. You remember the speakers that were powerful. Now, there was one speaker, though, he kind of freaked everyone out at school when we were growing up. And my friend said, SES, Sweetwater Christian School, if you're hearing this and you're hearing on the archives or you're hearing live right now while I'm talking, I'm telling you, y'all know the guy I'm talking about. He literally took off his shirt and just showed us all his tattoos and just started doing Psalms. I forget what Psalms it was. I think it was Psalms 27. I have to look it up for you. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? That one, and he did that, and he just went through he didn't miss a word. I had my Bible open listening to him. He said every single word. He just acted it all out in his fashion, and that's pretty much all he did. He didn't say anything else. He did preach on sex and preach on stuff like that a little bit, very little. And other than that, he left. He left an impression because he took his shirt off. But other than that, he wasn't too impressionable. Let's see, Jacob Aranza, he came out to our church at one time. Big Jim Tucker, he came out at our youth ministry. Well, actually, our chapel service. All these guys ran through their power team. They came through there at one time when they were very, very early. Very, very early in their ministry. And this was back in the early 80s. Who else went through that did pretty good? There was a few guys. So most of those guys are gone on to pastor a church now. But they came through. And I always want to go ahead and do that. I always felt that I would do something like that. But doors hasn't opened for that. And I tried it one time, but it really didn't go far. I didn't get too far in it. So, but that's always going to be open for me. That's always going to be something that I know that I can do. It's going to be something that I know that I can help reach the youth. So right now we're doing two things. These are two things we're concentrating on. We're concentrating on building a game room upstairs for the kids, for the children's church. But before we do that, we got to build out the room. It's ready. Well, we got to get the electricity going in there and the air conditioning. And sad news, my friends. Sad news. I got to report this before I forget. Very sad news. You know, and I sent this on my Twitter earlier. You know when it's bad out there in the economy. You do know it. When you see the news reports of churches just losing their air conditioning systems because people want the copper. Well, we were a victim of that. Yes, Metro Church was a victim of that. That's another reason me and the pastor had a lunch today, or a lunch, quick lunch meeting, was because we had to figure out how much the deductible is going to be to replace two units. Right now, we have a 5-ton running, which is a small air condition, the whole church, and we have an old dinosaur, our old baby in the back that, actually in the front of the church, that used to be the original air condition for the ministry. And it's prehistoric. It looks old. And it's laboring. It's laboring. We don't know what we're going to do for now. I preach Sunday night, so pastor preached in the morning when he found out all this stuff was stolen. And I went there Sunday night to look afterwards. Of course, I was there Sunday morning, and I didn't go in the back afterwards. I had to go and take care of things. And Pastor Charles, the show starts at 2, so after church, I got to get back to take care of the family, and then I go take care of the Pastor Charles show at 2 o'clock. So it was amazing, though. If you look at it and you walk around to the back of the church, just metal everywhere on the floor, not anything usable left. Two units. They took our huge, think 10-ton or 15-ton air conditioner, and they took the other one, one of the small 5-tons, and we have 4 air conditions. My goodness. Very sad. Very sad. You know economy is tough when they go and you come to church and there ain't no air conditioned in the heat that can help. So God is good. That's why you got insurance. You hate to have to use it when you have, but you're glad that it's there that you can. Amen. Anyway, we're going to build a steel cage around that thing next time. And one of my friends recommended that we put barbed wire around it as well. I don't know. We're gonna have to do something to make sure that doesn't happen often. I mean, we had this happen about a year ago to the day. So we should have did something then. But now I'm a little bit more into trying to figure out some things for the ministry and stuff. So a lot of people made some suggestions, and we're going to try and see which one's best fit. So pray for us. On Sunday night, I just said, let's not even try and have the service here. Let's go ahead and take this into the chapel. So we went from the sanctuary to the chapel where we have the school. We have a big portion of the building on the outside. We have two buildings, and the smaller building used to be the original church. And we went ahead and just went there to have the service. And that was fine. I mean, it was fine because they had air conditioning, and everybody, kids, adults, teenagers, everybody went in there. And we did the church, and I preached, and we couldn't record or anything, so this week I won't be uploading a sermon at all to my site or to the player to play for y'all during the week, but that's okay. You know, you got plenty of great men of God preaching. I'm supposed to get some more CDs or some more MP3s from Pastor Mark Field so I can update his player. And it's just been running around and getting stuff done, so we're going to be able to get these sermons out to you and stuff. But anyway, that's what's happening with us, and that's what's happening with what we're doing and stuff. And we just believe that God is going to do some great things for the church, and we believe that besides getting the air conditioning running again, we're going to start trying to concentrate on the kids a little bit more. We're going to start with that. Like I said, we need to get the AC and the lighting done in the room, and then we just paint it, and we're going to build a game room for them upstairs, plus a sanctuary for the kids upstairs too. And then that's two of the rooms that we have upstairs that we're going to be using for the kids. And the other thing we're going to do is we're going to use the prayer room. I think we're going to use that for the youth. We don't have as many youth as we have young kids, so we're going to do some laser tag stuff with them as well. And we have a huge building and a huge property, and it's right on the major highway, major intersection, major streets. So hopefully we can get some people coming in and able to take their whole heart and mind into the ministry and see where they can go and what they can do and how they can help people. Amen. Amen. I appreciate you listening. I just want to make sure that each of you know what we've been doing. How we're trying to get things moving, and how we're trying to make sure that everyone out there is equipped with what they need to be equipped with. One thing I shared this Sunday, and I guess I could play the music, but I don't remember what song we were using last time, and that was one thing I remember. That one thing that I remember that I shared yesterday that I think that, and we always have a segment, what did you take from Sunday? And we can do that segment now if I can find. Here it is. All right, I can just play it from here. It's fine. We're good. So what did you take from Sunday? We're going to do that segment right now. Here's what we can take. What did you take from church on Sunday? Now, not my air conditioning, hopefully. But anyway, truth be told, what did you take? I think I took one thing which I talked about, and it happened to be what I talked about, right? But anyway, what I talked about, and that was, no matter what, no matter where you are, and no matter how big your church is, and this is what I shared, no matter how big your church is or where your church is going to be at, no matter what's happening in there, sometimes people aren't going to be there as like you think and that you want, because it's time to build your elders and build those that are going to be the counselors and those that are going to be helpers in the children's ministry. God is equipped in you. Don't ever take a time, a slow time, or you don't see growth time. Don't ever take that time for granted, because it's a time to train. It's a time to pray. It's a time to get in front of God and really seek Him. So every season has a blessing, my friends, in there somewhere. You just got to find it. And sometimes you may not have all the members you want to have in your church service, but you can be able to go ahead and look at it as a training opportunity. Maybe you can try and evangelize it in different ways. Look at it. Try and turn it around to where it's a positive spin. Try and turn it around where you're going to be able to benefit the kingdom. Benefit God's kingdom. Turn it around. Make it happen. Don't wait and be in a attitude where you're not happy because things aren't happening. We shared that last Thursday. Be excited that God's going to do something, that God's going to make things happen for us. You know what? When you start something from God, or when you're in a service or in a church that is trying to grow and that and your church is actively trying to get people, now don't cry that nobody's coming to your church if you're not actively out there trying to get people to come into the service. How do you do that? You invite people to church. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago, inviting people to church. You need to do the same thing. You need to do the exact same thing. So remember, sometimes it's not about where you're at, but how you act where you're at, my friends. And that's what I shared this Sunday, and that was our segment on what did you take home from Sunday. Amen. Let me give you our address. It's P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325, and it's Revelation Ministries. You can also go to our websites, Rev Media Network, RevMediaPublishing.com, DavidYannisMinistries.com, KeepingMyMarriage.com, EverythingUnderTheSun.com, and just playing on that last one. But you can get a hold of us. Now, one thing me and my pastor agreed on, and that was this, that we should all continue in trying to build the media department, which is our ministry, our television station. So we have a lot of projects going on, so if you're able to help, we'd appreciate any help you can financially or just with sweat equity, and come and help me paint and come and help me get the studio organized. Do something like that, because we're trying to get the studio together on the recording side, and then we're also trying to get the children's church put together. So plenty of work for me to get done, plus everything else I do is the publishing and everything. So I want you to think about it. We're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back and give you a quick commercial about my book. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you, so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere that books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there, and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com, and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card, and if you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships. I want to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us, and we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this, for just 1 minute, we have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics, and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple if you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show. You don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenant Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yannis. God bless you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my infomercial. It gives me a little break. Get some things taken care of real quick. Make the set, check on the collars, load the tracks, that kind of stuff. Engineering stuff. Well, I know that each one of you out there needs to have a heart. And you probably do. To see things change in your life. And I know that every one of us that has heard my sermon on God's buddy system knows that what I'm talking about. Now, we covered the scriptures last time. Let me give you the story of God's buddy system. I promised I would share this with you, and it's about relationships. It's about having one of the best friends that you can have and choosing them wisely. I don't think many people can go through life without having a good, close friend. I notice that on my Facebook now and how I can talk to friends from way back when. And it's like, it's nothing's changed. We've always hanged out. We've always talked. We've always made things. It seems so simple. You may have not talked to them for a long time, but, you're part of their life still in a way. I don't know if I ever really had a long relationship as a best friend. I know that I have great friendships, and so I'm going to cover it on that part. We shared last week on Shem, Ham, and Japheth in the Bible, how Japheth and Shem were able, this is in Genesis 9, Genesis 20, yeah, no, Genesis 9, yeah, verses 20 through 29. And we talked about how the relationship between the two of them, Ham and Japheth, were at a relationship where it was so intense that even after their brother came out of seeing Noah naked, his father, and he came out and was like, man, did you see that? See what happened? Pops naked or something like that, whatever. And you read that and you think about it, that the two of them didn't even talk about it. The Bible didn't show that they talked about it. The Bible didn't show that they discussed about it. They just basically said, in one mind, like-minded together, we have to cover our father's nakedness. And I'm not trying to scare anyone out there about Noah being naked. It's in the Bible. Read it, Genesis 9, verse 20. He got drunk. He was naked. So, of course, and it's not good to see your father naked, and it's not good to see him naked in the Old Testament, New Testament, or our Testament today. So they basically backed up, walked up, covered him. But they backed up together. They covered him with the cover was on both of their shoulders, and they were able to cover him and walk out of the room without sinning. And it's not that the nakedness itself was the sin, but it was the exposure. And it was a nakedness. I guess it was a sin to see you back in the Old Testament and any Testament and our Testament. It's still not good to see him naked. And I tell you what, if you look at the relationship, it was a relationship that was built. And we're going to concentrate on that for the next 20, 25 minutes. It was a relationship that was built on the I'm going to take care of you, you're going to take care of me attitude. It was a friendship, not only a brother relationship by siblings, but a brother relationship and friendship as well. That no matter what, I'm going to take care of you. No matter what, things are going to be okay. I'm going to make sure you make it to heaven. You're going to make sure I make it to heaven. We're going to go together and do things together. You need that kind of friend, my friend. You need that kind of friend. You don't need the type of friend that's going to lie to you. You don't need the type of friend that's going to steal from you. You don't need the type of friend that's going to be telling you everything you want to hear while you're in front of them, and then the next minute be turned around talking to someone else bad about you. You need a true friend. Definitions of a true friend. Someone that sticks with you. Someone that in their heart is where your heart is. Let's open up our Bibles. Come on. Let's do this. Go to Proverbs 17. I think it's 17:17. I believe. Look there for a second. Well, I grab my Bible real quick. And we'll look at this right now. Together. And there's some things that are going to be kind of what we shared on Wednesday. But not everything. I told you I was going to get a little bit more detail today on Monday. Let's go to Proverbs 17:17. Yes, yeah, here it is. A friend loveth at all times. A friend loveth at all times. So, you need a friend that's going to love you. Remember, a true friend, a really true friend that you've had for years and years, it's always going to forgive you. Most of the time, most likely. Unless you've done something really stupid, most friends are going to forgive you. And that's what you need to know. And that's what you need to understand. That no matter what, they're going to be out there for you all the time. They're going to be out there for you all the time. No matter what. They're gonna have your best interests in their heart. And we covered this kind of when we talked about it. We made sure, and we're gonna make sure that you understand what a true friend is. Now look at chapter 18, verse 24 of Proverbs. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. How many of us have friends like that? How many of us has friends that will stick close to us no matter what? That in all the stuff that we see, and all the things that go wrong, that we have someone that's there for us. That we have someone that is part of our life. It's called accountability. Because I guarantee you this, a true best friend will know all your cons. And I don't talk about ex-cons. I'm talking all the con jobs that you can do. I call them cons. I don't know what else you would call them. All the games you play, we could say that. I've heard that terminology before. A true friend would know that. A true friend would know exactly how you're playing it. It's scary. Some of this stuff can get cryptic with best friends. I watch the television and I see shows that have best friends together and stuff like that. And I guarantee you this, my friend. This is what I guarantee. That you can there's this old t-shirt, and it was funny. I think my mother purchased it for me when I was a little boy, probably in the second grade or third grade. I think I was in the third or fourth grade. Maybe I was in the fourth grade. And this shirt said, "You can fool some of the people some of the times, and all the people all the times, but you can't fool mom." And I gotta say, that shirt kind of reminds me of a best friend. You can't fool them. You may, for a little bit, you may be able to, but you're not going to be able to for a long time. They're going to figure you out. They're going to know what you're up to. Especially if you have a weakness in an area. They're going to know what's that weakness and how you got into it. And they're going to try. A real good friend, a best friend, is going to try. A best friend in the Lord, is going to try and keep you from messing up your walk with God. Let's tell you right now, with the way things are shaping up out there, and we talked about things, about Jesus returning and everything, I tell you what, you got to be careful, because a lot of people are being fooled by the enemy right now. They're seeing love in the wrong places. They're married and they're finding love everywhere else. Do not get caught up in that trap. Do not get caught up in that trap at all. Keep yourself open to God's walk and what God is doing. Do not, I repeat, do not allow yourself to be caught up in the moment. Remember what God has placed in front of you and the love He has for you. Why do you have to have best friends? Well, look at that. Ham did not have a best friend in the Word of God. Look, I will verify the scripture for you, but I just taught it, and I just talked about it last week, so I'm pretty sure it's the same thing. But watch, I'm wrong. I'm going to laugh if I'm wrong here. Nope, I'm not. Chapter 9, verse 20 through 29. If you look at verse 22... He had nobody, Ham had nobody that was his to keep him out of getting in trouble. Mm-mm. There was nobody in the entire village and around the area that could keep him from getting in trouble. He didn't have no accountability. I would not only say accountability, I think the word I would want to say is conscious. No conscience. He didn't have the conscience that Japheth and Shem had. They had a conscience for one another that they were going to make it. I can guarantee you that they looked at each other one day and they said, "We're going to take care of this. We're not going to mess up." And they kept each other to the Word of God. They studied together. They prayed together. Their best friends, just like you, need to have in your life. If you don't have a best friends, then you're going to have problems. If you don't have a best friend, you're going to allow things to come in. And I'm talking about any age group. I'm talking about any age group at all. From the youngest to the oldest, you got to have someone that you can relate to. You have to. Why? I can hear that in your minds. Why? I'm 60. I'm 70. I don't need a best friend right now. I've lived my life. Well, you're still on Earth, and Earth is full of depression sometimes. It's easy, my friends, to get depressed. Anyone can get depressed. Anyone can get hurt. Anyone can beat themselves over their heads because of mistakes that they've made. It's so much easier for the enemy and life to just keep you down. It is. It's very easy for that to happen. It's easy for them to take you apart because there's no one there to go and open up the door and get you some food or open up the shades and let the light come in and turn on the shower and say, "Come on, let's get you bathed. Come on, you're not going to sit there and be depressed on me. You're not going to sit there and be hurt and be sick." No, you are better than that. You need a best friend that's not going to take your junk. That's putting it nicely. You need someone that's going to sit there with you and believe with you that God is going to make. You need someone. See, God is going to create the increase. He will. He always does. He will answer. He will make things happen. Yes, He will. He is faithful. But the other thing is this. You need someone between the time of your prayer and the time that is answered to keep you stable and to keep you strong and encouraged. You need someone that is focused on you and not just on themselves. You have a husband. You have a wife. Hopefully not the both at the same time, but you do. You have someone that's in your life. Yes, they're your best friend. Yes, they're part of it. Not everybody has that husband. Not everybody has that wife. But you still need a friend outside of that that you can bounce things on. Because you're not going to get everything right with your husband. You're not going to get everything right with the person that you're in love with. You're not. You're going to need someone to talk to on the outside. And it's up to you to build those relationships. It's up to you. It is up to you to make that stuff happen. It's up to you to bring out the Word of God. In this, remember the scripture says in John, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That's in John. So I want you to understand the qualities that your friend needs to have. They have to be selfless or unselfish would be the best word for it. They have to have your best, I guess, benefits or your best, what would you say? The best for you, outcome for you, on their mind at all times. Your friends have to be available, definitely. But also, they cannot allow you. You can't run all over them. If you run all over them, they're not really a best friend. And that's just how it's said. Then you need someone that is not afraid to tell you you're making a mistake. Not that you're going to listen to them. That's, of course, up to you. This whole thing is up to you, my friends. If you hadn't gotten this yet, this whole Christian walk is up to you. I hear people say, well, the Bible says I can't do this. The Bible says I can't do that. As a Christian, I can't do all this stuff. Well, my friends, it's up to you. Do you really want to still be doing that kind of stuff? Do you really still want to be involved with certain people? Hanging out in certain places? When you know it's not what God has for us? All you're going to bring home from that is a mess if you keep going into it. So, with that said, my friends, let's continue on our lesson. You need a friend that no matter what, they're going to tell you what is true about your life. Remember that movie that we seen? Oh, I'd say it was back in the 90s sometime, maybe mid-90s. Maybe before that even, who knows. But it was Backdraft. And on Backdraft, if you go to Universal Studios I believe it's California. I was at the Backdraft set, and it had the scene where everything was blowing up and everything was exploding, and they had the fire going. You can really feel the temperature. It gets hot in there really quick, and all they do is turn it off. It's like they built the set just for the Backdraft, and they made it for the Backdraft movie, and they made it a actual little tour off the tour for the Backlot Universal Studios tour, which I recommend taking at least once. It's pretty cool. If you don't know how movies are made, it's pretty neat to see how it all works out. But on Backdraft, the movie, there was a particular scene at the end of the movie that I think that a lot of us need to realize that's how best friends need to be. And a lot of us need to understand that no matter what, we have to stick with each other. We have to, as the scripture says in Proverbs 17:17, a friend loveth at all times. I think we all have to understand that no matter what, we need to stick with each other. We need to not give up on one another. We need to believe that good things are for you. And no matter, I'm not going to get offended. The Bible talks and covers about all that stuff. The Bible covers all the stuff there about being offended and getting taken advantage of, everything. The Bible covers it. But in this movie, in this certain portion of the movie, Kurt Russell was playing the one of the good guys in the show, and then there was a guy playing Bull, which was the guy that was hard-headed. I think that was Bull. Anyway, either way, the bad guy and a good guy. Kurt Russell, one of the good guys, the other guy, the bad guy. Well, there's a scene where he was about to fall into the fire that was blowing up around him, that Universal set. That's pretty cool. And he's about to fall right into it. And he sat back, and he knew he was about to die, and then right when he was slipping off the railing, a hand comes out and grabs him. And when he looked up, he just stood quiet, and he's like, he says, no. And it was Kurt Russell, and he was holding on to this guy. And he was like, holding on to him, and he's like, he goes, if you go, we go. Powerful. That was just powerful. If you go, we go. And you look at that, he's like, what? No, do it. Let me go. And he said his name or whatever, and he goes, no, I can't do that. And that was because that's how firefighters feel about their partners, but especially Chicago firefighters, they would just go into the break it into the houses and save the people and come out. They're more concerned about people than they were the house or the fire itself. And I really see that's the type of relationship we have to have. Now, of course, both those guys fall, but they die together, and that shows the commitment that they love, how much they love one another and each other. Friends, best friends. A best friend always forgives. A best friend always tries to understand. If they don't, they should still forgive. Well, let me read you one more scripture. In Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. That's powerful, my friends. That's very powerful. I think that each of us need to understand that a proper tool shapes and sharpens iron for its desired use. So a man sharpens his friend morally and intellectually by their personal friendship. Now, that was a little subheading. I'm going to be honest, it's from the Bible there. It's for my Concordance Bible. And it's true. The proper tool sharpens the tool correctly. And a friend's going to give you consciousness, give you a higher conscience of living. The friend's going to give you morals. He's going to give you intellect. He's going to give you good desires. You need to understand, my friends, it is so easy in this world to be taken off track and living as the Lone Ranger. God don't want any Lone Rangers. Even the Lone Ranger had Tonto. Come on. There was no Lone Ranger without Tonto. We all know that. Tonto listens. Tonto understands Lone Ranger. Everybody needs Tonto. Lone Ranger always needs Tonto. Now, before y'all send me emails, I am part Indian, American Indian, so I can make fun of Tonto. No big deal. But I want you to know that each one of us out here needs someone that we can bounce ideas off and bounce problems and concerns. That or you're going to be spending all your money in therapy and counseling. Might as well have a best friend. They're free. Buy them a Starbucks. Maybe a sandwich here and there. They're just as good as a counselor. And then if you need help, you can call me professionally and I will help you. I will do my best. I will do, my friends. So that scripture is found in Proverbs 27:17. And it is, in fact, our scripture of the day. So I need to play our scripture of the day music for that. And I'm looking for it, but I don't see it. So you may get lucky. Here it goes. Proverbs 27:17, our scripture of the day. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Amen. And that was the scripture of the day, my friends. God bless you so much for taking the time to hear our crazy scripture of the day. So remember, you have to have a good friend and a best friend to make things work in relationships. In relationships, if you want to help that marriage or help that divorce, don't count on people just in your office to talk to, because some of them have self-motivation. If you're very beautiful and are very handsome, things can be self-motivated. So you got to make sure you're getting the right counsel for the right people. And I'm talking to you as a friend, letting you know that, hey, watch out for those people around you, because they have names for, they have their own show called Cougars. They have other things as well. Home wreckers. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of names you can call them, a lot of names you can talk about, and a lot of bad names you can call them. But we're not going to say that. We're not going to talk about that. We're taking the high road on it, because just like I tell you all the time, everybody needs help. Everybody needs prayer. There's no one out there that is exempt from God's grace, God's mercy. Know this, my friends, that no matter what, God loves you. God loves you a whole bunch. I hope you had a great weekend, and I hope this show helped you get through your Monday, and I hope that you're enjoying our shows, and hope that you're making plans to be with us every time we have a service or a show on this station, on Rev Media Network. I pray that God will help you, and God will bless your relationships. And that is our whistle for the day. Today's show was brought to you through Rev Media Publishing. Please visit Rev Media Publishing to visit our sites and know that we are good to go as far as making shows and making progress. Well, my friends, I'll catch you next time. Thank you for listening to Midwatch with the Rev here on this station. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time on the Midwatch. We'll be right back.